This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
There the turkeys are right there. That's my Christmas turkey. Good morning to you. Happy Saturday. Happy holidays to you and yours. Greg Wagner here. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont, Nebraska's Big Dog Country Radio Stations in Dodge County, Nebraska, USA. We should tell you all the stations we're on. There's a bunch of them. 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, 97.3 FM, 1490 AM, 1420 AM, myboomerradio.com. Our Fremont neighbors, we're on the storied 1340 AM, KHUB, and then a lot of you listening on 98.9 FM, Big Dog Country, 98.9 and 1340, Fremont, Nebraska. And the Great Outdoor Radio Show is brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, 36 locations, three dozen locations to serve you for all your needs in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. There's a new store in Bellevue. If it's not open, it's opening soon. When you mention Cubby's Convenience Stores, it's Godfather's Express Pizza. And, oh, let the calories and the cholesterol fly because it's Chester's Fried Chicken, baby. Cubby's.com. Order it to your doorstep. Cubby's.com. Then we have the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, in the scenic Bohemian Alps, as they're referred to, north of Lincoln, west of Wahoo, about 15 miles. This is a controlled shooting area. It is a hunting preserve like no other, specializing in introducing people to the great outdoors, women, kids, those new to the experience of upland game bird hunting. And they have pheasants, chuckers, second and third generation birds, the Chris family at your service. And they have a tremendous sporting clays course, too. You can tune up on sporting clays. You can tune up on clay pigeons if you want before you go out with upland game bird hunting on your mind, big time. And Chad Phillips' dogs are there, too. Great German short hairs. And Chris Hill's dogs are there, too, the small Munsterlanders. Wonderful place. Oak-Creek-Club.com, Oak Creek Sporting Club, Ranger, Nebraska. Then we have Stoicich House of Sausage. Ken Stoicich is abnormally busy because there are more people doing very small household gatherings, which is good in this COVID-19 pandemic. So he's got more orders to fill than ever. Absent today, obviously, he's working hard, been working hard probably since O-Dark 30. Finest meats anywhere, fresh. The old European-like meat shop is Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. Stoicich on the internet, stoicich.com. And wild game and fish processing like no other at the South Store, 24th in Bancroft. All right. On the board, we do not have Neil Nelkin today. Neil's off. We have Nick Burris, some 30-year veteran of 31 years, I don't know. How long have I been dealing with you? How long have you been dealing with me, Nick?
I guess about 25.
Okay, 25. I'm getting long in the tooth. Crazy in the brain. That's how we are. Greg Wagner says at 58 years of age. But without further ado, we got to get to the star of the show today, who has a tremendous following, I might add, Dustin Clayton of Custom Gems in Omaha. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Greg. Thanks for having me on the show today.
I'm glad you came back, even though you have to deal with me next door to Gaiman Parks at 84th and Frederick, Custom Gems.
Well, we all have our part to play.
Oh, sympathetic friendship.
That's it.
There's help for Greg yet. See the crazy mind, Nick, right there? You thought you had to try to help me, but you quit long ago. Dustin Clayton, Custom Gems. So today, a really interesting show. Rocks, minerals, precious stones, flints, fossils, and a lot more. Plus some very cool, I might add, holiday gifts that Custom Gems has in the shop. Custom Gems, 84th in Frederick and Frederick Plaza. And Dustin of Custom Gems, outdoorsman, big time.
Yes, sir. That's the case.
Hiker like no other.
Well, every day, right? Almost. Nearly every day, yeah.
You're at Hitchcock, aren't you?
Hitchcock Nature Center. I run some programs up there for them from time to time.
Which very cool there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very happy that they allow me to do that.
It's a beautiful place in Iowa.
It's fantastic. It's my favorite place in the world.
Our 106.5 listeners right there in Iowa. If you've not been there, it's neat. Iowa DNR, of course, we're working with them on a lot of issues.
Absolutely.
Nebraska Game and Parks is, so... There, you like any parks in Nebraska?
Most of the places I visit in Nebraska are Neil Woods. I spend a lot of time in Neil Woods, which is not a state
best
park.
Best kept secret, as I told
absolutely.
You this week.
Absolutely. Nobody go there. That yeah. way I can keep being by
now
myself.
Now they're going there, yes.
I know it.
Neil Woods Nature Center.
Yeah,
part of the Fontenelle Forest
absolutely.
Association.
I spend some time at Fontenelle Forest.
Love Fontenelle.
There's a lot of nice, smaller parks in the Omaha area that are pretty hidden and secret. Obviously, Hummel Park.
We love Hummel. Both of us do.
I've lived in North Omaha essentially my whole life, so always been going to Hummel. But there's some university properties. I think of Allwine Prairie or Glacier Creek.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great place
sure.
to walk around. And you can see some really interesting geology there as well.
Absolutely. And what about state parks? You have any preferences there?
Mostly Indian Cave. My wife and I
like to
go camping and hike down at Indian
Little
Cave.
Little Ozarks.
Platte River State Park.
Yep.
For the geology, especially.
Yep.
That
mm-hmm.
nice, what is that, Stone Creek or Rock Creek? What's
Stone
that called?
Creek.
Stone
very
Creek.
Good,
yeah.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stone Creek. You are, I would say, one of the most noteworthy rock and mineral experts here in the Midwest.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. You are an arrowhead maker.
That is the case.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh,
sir.
Am I envious. And you are a professional bench jeweler.
That is also the
have truth. Been since 1997, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
You are quite the craftsman, quite the artisan.
Thank you very much.
Wow, so you wear a lot of talented hats.
Well, I do my best to wear those hats.
No,
lightly.
You go beyond there. So what do you want to know from Dustin Clayton, our rock mineral gem expert from Custom Gems in Omaha, 84th and Frederick? All right, our phone number. And we've got two superb trivia questions.
That's right.
Courtesy of you,
that's
Dustin.
Right, 100%.
All right, and we're going to challenge you and going to offer up a gift certificate from Custom Gems.
We have two gift certificates for $25 from Custom Gems.
Nice. So, phone number to our studios here. We have one line and four sublines. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Nick Burris, radio legend at your service when you call in. So, there you be. Now, at this time of the program, we normally do weather. Obviously, as I mentioned, Ken Stoicich is not here. But, Dustin, you've watched Rusty Lord. I've watched Bill
fan.
Ranby.
Yeah.
So I think between the two of us, we're going to...
I'd like to see him arm wrestle. That's what I'd really like.
Oh, that'd
to
be
see.
Fun. Yeah, I think they're kind of friends, too.
Yeah.
Competitors, but friends. They're both nice guys.
Sure.
Aren't they?
Sure. Seems like.
Yeah, Bill and Julie live not far from Polly and I, and then Rusty and I go back a long ways. Rusty, his wife, and his bulldogs. I'm hanging out over at the Ranby place because Julie's cooking all the time.
They have bigger dogs, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they've got that one. Craig's Wagner's coming over. Wagner's coming over. So there you go. All right, weather. So today looks like probably a high of about 35, 36, pretty seasonal. Or coming off a nighttime low when I pulled into the parking lot about a little while ago, probably 17, 18 degrees.
It felt all of that.
Yes, it was chilly. Tomorrow, what do you think about tomorrow, Dustin? What have you heard? What are you hearing? I think we're going to get warm. Or
well,
warmer.
You know, myself, I'm hoping for 65 and sunny, but we'll see what it plays out.
The ice fishing crowd doesn't like you for saying that, but they want ice.
Global
They're
warming.
They're going to get their ice.
Global warming should have some benefit,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Tomorrow, probably mid 40s.
Sounds great.
45. We'll take that.
Yeah, I'll be out in the
I get
mud
older
for
and
sure.
Colder. You'll be out. You'll be on the trails. And
oh yeah. Nonstop.
You betcha. There's just something about the woods in that Missouri River Valley, isn't there?
It's very pretty. It's very pretty. And we'll talk about a little bit about
yes, we
about
will.
What
trivia
makes it
question
like
coming
yeah.
up. That's all we can say about that. Monday, we're going to stay balmy. Monday going to be highs, mid to upper 40s, probably upper 40s again. Tuesday, 55.
Sounds
Could
right.
A little
I'll be
above
at work.
That. Nighttime lows are probably going to hover around freezing, maybe a touch below. And then we get chillier, my friend. As we get beyond Wednesday, looking at Christmas Eve, I think a high of kind of like today, we're going to have northwest winds blowing. And then Christmas Day, going to be chillier, probably high maybe of 30.
What about snow?
No snow. No snow. We need more precip. We really do.
We really do. We have
we
all
haven't
year.
Had hardly any. So need that, but not in the forecast, but maybe you could do your snow dance.
That's it. I'll do some
there's
magic.
There's a 40% chance, I think, around midweek, maybe, but that means less than half of a coin flip.
Well, let's bump up those odds using some witchcraft.
Exactly. Ooh, there you go. Whatever it takes to get precip.
That's right.
So there's your weather. So I tell people, go outside when you can safely go outside, and got some nice weather. If you have kids or grandkids during this COVID-19 pandemic, take them in your household, take them outside. Gee, many.
It's hard to argue with mid-40s in late December.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All right. Going to take a timeout on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we come back, it's rock and mineral expert, gem expert, Dustin Clayton of Custom Gems, on all of your rock, mineral, and then some questions after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We have returned to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, myboomerradio.com. Nick Burris will have a podcast up right after this program on myboomerradio.com. Click the link there. Very special guest today on the program, Dustin Clayton, who wears many hats at Custom Gems in Omaha, talking about rocks, minerals, precious stones, fossils, all kinds of things like that. Got to ask you, how did you get into all this?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, Greg, right out of high school, I thought, what is a good way to be really artistic and make lots of money? And I decided making jewelry
ding, ding.
Would be that. However, turns out, not a good way to do either one.
I would tell you that with the fish and wildlife career
sure
as well.
I'm sure
but
that's
we love
the case.
What we do.
That's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, we get, both can interact with nature in some way, shape, or form.
That's right. And this time of year, particularly in the jewelry side of things, it's really nice to make people's holidays special, to do something that might be passed down from generation to generation. That always feels
what
very
a noble
good.
Profession.
It can be at times.
Let's tell everybody about the Custom Gems shop where you work, 84th and Frederick, right next to us at Gaiman Parks, kind of just to the southeast of us. As you face Gaiman Parks, just to the left, you can't miss them. Tell everybody about Custom Gems. I think it's kind of like a half store and half museum.
Yeah, it has that sense. You know, we've been open since 1975, so we have a pretty long pedigree. The current owner, Tim, he's worked there for over, well, I guess it'll be 30 years this year. So
Tim started when he was 9. Good
that's
morning,
right,
Tim.
That's right.
Kevin, you started when you were 11.
That's right.
So we've got Tim and Kevin.
Yep.
You, Dustin.
Myself. Yeah.
Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Ina.
That's correct.
On Saturdays.
That's the crew.
I did it right. I didn't do bad.
You got them all covered, Greg.
That's,
so well done.
That's the biggie.
That's it.
Shout outs to all those people before you and I forget and get
now
in trouble.
Now I won't get in trouble when I go to work.
Exactly. So what do you think makes Custom Gems, and where you get to be creative and work, so unique?
Well, I think it's the diversity of products that we have, as well as the services that we offer. So we have in the shop, and here I'll do the shameless plugging portion of the show.
No, that's fine. It's a great place.
So we have, you know, gifts that range from 15 cents up to thousands of dollars. So there's a little something for everybody there. Rocks, fossils, minerals, jewelry, whatever you might be interested in the earth science or in jewelry for that matter, or hobbies related to those things, we either have in stock or can probably find for you.
What are some of the top frequently asked questions you're getting now during the
holiday
season?
Well, the one that we least like hearing is, will you buy this rock collection? So we try to avoid that.
I think I did.
We can avoid that.
Talk about rocks here in the Midwest.
Well, so in the, you know, where we are, there's actually quite a paucity of rocks. There's not that much. And that has a lot to do with glaciation. So most of what you find around here is going to be glacial till. So what we lack in quantity, we make up for in diversity. A lot of what you can find in the rivers, creeks, and streams are very hard-wearing rocks from the north, a variety of quartzes. So people will find agates, quartzites, quartzes, petrified wood, jaspers, that sort of thing. In addition, you can find native flints and cherts and fossils in the riverbeds. People have even found amethyst from Thunder Ooh. Bay. From yeah. time to time, that's pretty rare, but I've heard people have found it around here. It's really great to go out to a creek bed and just sit there, and you can kind of sift through billions of years just looking at these tiny
pebbles.
You're
handling history, aren't you?
You really are.
Geologic history.
Yeah, yeah.
And I spent a lot of time, as people know, around Nebraska, and I even brought in what I think is one of my neatest sentimental finds.
Yeah.
And I can picture doing the fly fishing in the White River at Fort Robinson State Park, and this is just beyond there on private land. Tell mm-hmm. everybody what this is.
So it's a nice little chunk of pyrite, fool's gold. Most of you will know it as.
Pretty.
It's very pretty. Not a terribly valuable piece, but certainly valuable.
That size would be about $7.50.
Yeah, $5 to $7. That's right.
I was going to guess like $3.50, but you know, here I am fishing on a private ranch, just bordering Fort Robinson State Park and the White River, and I see this big nugget.
That's right.
The fool's gold.
The fool's gold.
And I hearken back to that fly fishing. And it mm-hmm. wasn't about the fish I caught. I don't remember. I caught some. But that whole experience.
Well, that's just it.
Terrain.
Yeah. So one of the great things about rock hunting, and particularly about collecting maybe a couple rocks from places that you visit, is the connection that it provides you with the landscape around you and the memories that it provides you with of that place. And it serves as a doorway into encountering that landscape. I think it really can.
Let's get really into the rock and mineral collecting end of things. The best time of year to go.
Well,
it's tough with snow coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And rocks embedded.
I would say late summer, right after a light rain, is probably the best time to go rock hunting.
Little silt moving there, yeah. And then it kind of...
So the rivers are down, but the water from the rain kind of shines everything up so you can see what's going on.
Okay. And obviously, are you going to think low, get down in the creek beds, get in some of the river beds?
Well, for the
any place where you have... runoff?
For the type of hunting that I do, that's definitely the case. Most of what I do when I go rock hunting is I will find a riverbed, private property, as we always like to say,
yes,
get permission from the landowners.
We're going to get into some of the do's and don'ts after you answer that.
But I like to find a creek bed or a riverbed with a nice gravelly beach. Sometimes that takes some doing around here because of all the topsoil that's over the top of everything.
Silt load.
Yep. But when you find that, just sort of sifting through that gravel bar, you can find all sorts of things on those gravel bars.
Now the do's and don'ts of rock and mineral collecting.
I would say the number one is to not obviously collect on public land, certainly not from state parks or definitely not from national parks or anything like that. Get permission from the landowners. Usually that's relatively easy to do. Most mm-hmm. people are friendly in the end. Don't take any more than you need.
Ooh, there's good.
Do your best to do your research on what might be nesting in that riverbed or creek bed, and try not to disturb those things any more than you absolutely have to.
Excellent.
You really don't need to fill up a backpack with gravel. You can find one or two pieces that you can add to your collection, and that can really provide you with everything you need. Some people and myself included, you know, we can get a little greedy when we're out there and just see all the cool things and want to bring them home.
Too.
Yep. That's most of us. But try to leave some for everybody else, I guess.
At Custom Gyms, where you're based here in Omaha, 84th and Frederick, once again, west central part of town. What cool things do you do or make with rocks?
Well, in the shop, we are, I think, if not the only one of the few places that provides lapidary services to the public. So we'll cut stones, we'll cut cabochons, we'll cut rocks up for people, we'll do that sort of thing. And that's one of the coolest things about the services that we offer, is that we can do that sort of custom lapidary work for people. And a lot of other jewelry shops, not to take anything away from them, there's a lot of good shops in town, and I'm friends with almost everybody, with essentially everybody. But we do offer stone cutting, which I think kind of sets us apart a little bit from other places.
You gotta love quartz.
Yeah, you have to love quartz. It's the
talk about that.
It's the I suppose the most present mineral on the surface of the earth. So it's in a load of different types of rocks. I mean, it's a primary constituent of granite, obviously sandstone, quartzite, those sorts of things, agates, flints. There's quartz everywhere. So and that makes a great entry point for rock collecting. So if you're interested in rock collecting and you're looking for a way to get started, and it all seems a little arcane and out there to you, you can really dive deep on the quartzes and sort of start from just quartz crystal and go from there into all the different varieties.
For health and well-being, quartz?
Well, we'll see. So we do at the shop, we have a lot of people that are very, very interested in sort of the metaphysical side of rocks and minerals. And I think that's great for them.
I do too.
And I fully support them in that.
Right?
For myself, what I suggest people do if they want a deeper spiritual connection with the rocks, if I can wax a little poetic here,
sure,
is get out on the landscape and do that hunting that we were talking about earlier. To me, that's where you get that connection with the landscape, with the riverbed. You start to understand the animals and the plants that live in that area, and the rock enhances your relationship with that place.
Well put, my friend. Well
Thank
put.
You.
All right, visiting with Dustin Clayton, rock and mineral expert. Far beyond that, of Custom Gems in Omaha. Let's do some trivia.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Nick Burris, are you ready over there? Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog Country, brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, Oak Creek Sporting Club, and Storysitch House of Sausage. All right, we're going to play for a 2021 Nebraskan Magazine calendar, and I gave Dustin one of those. Pretty cool, celebrating
the great
100th year of Nebraska State Parks, big enough for the kitchen wall.
Absolutely.
And then from you wonderful folks at Custom Gyms, what are you offering up?
We are offering a $25 gift certificate.
All right. The question from you.
Yes, sir.
Give it to the audience.
Okay. So I worded this pretty carefully. We'll see how this goes.
Put it in your own words.
That's right. What are the oldest exposed rock formations in Nebraska, and where are they located?
Ooh.
What are the oldest exposed rock formations in Nebraska, and where are they located?
You want to give any hints?
You've got one written down here that I like.
It's up to you.
I would say you can find this type of rock on most gravel roads around here.
Ooh, good one. All right. First caller with the correct answer wins. We send you the prize pack. Phone number to call, 4 Sublines, 402-553-1490. 553-1490 and area code 402.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the berry best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We're out in nature with you. Great Outdoor Radio Show is with me, Greg Wagner, here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations, myboomerradio.com, appreciating our online live listeners, and then a podcast coming there at myboomerradio.com right after we're finished up here, courtesy of Nick Burris, who's on the board today. And our show is being brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Controlled Shooting Area, and Stoysich House of Sausage. Very special guest today. A neighbor of mine, so to speak.
That's right.
Next door to the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission at 84th and Frederick in the Frederick Plaza is Dustin Clayton of Custom Gyms. You guys have to put up with me doing all kinds of radio stuff and sound effects.
We do have to do that.
I'm sorry.
We hear
about
you sometimes
that.
In the morning.
Bad company.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about that.
You probably hear us sometimes too, I'm sure.
Oh, I love it. Isn't our plaza fun?
It is a,
where
it's
everybody
a good
group
of people.
Gets along. You know, we got Krinda down the way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for the wild birds. Mm-hmm. We have our doggy daycare there. And
Ginger's Hang-Ups.
Oh, yeah. People. Yeah.
Did some work for me. They did a
They're
good job.
They're very good. Yeah, give them a shot too. And then the hair salon where I go to get this mop trimmed.
Yeah, we won't hold that against
him. Go see Mary over there. So there you go. So we're talking rocks, minerals, precious stones, custom gems, fossils. What do you want to know? But right now, we're playing Great Outdoor Trivia. If you're just joining us, I believe we have a winner. Was it the first caller out of the chute, Nick? Yes, he's saying yes.
Made it too easy.
Dustin, it was tough. Tell everybody what you threw out there, question-wise.
So the question was, what are the oldest exposed rock formations in Nebraska, and where are they located? Let's see if this caller got
the
right answer.
Yeah, Jake from Elkhorn. Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Howdy, Jake.
I'm real good. How you guys doing?
Good. Jake Rines from Elkhorn, Nebraska. How you doing? And what are your answers?
Yeah.
Limestone, and I said right along the riverbanks, basically.
That's correct, yeah.
That's right, the big river.
Well done,
Jake.
Riverbank,
southeast Nebraska. Good job, Jake. How'd you know that? We were wondering if you Googled or search engine.
No, Google, but I just, growing up in Nebraska and being outdoors and, you know, just being along the rivers, too, it just, you know, you see it a lot, and it just kind of makes sense. So that was kind of why I decided, you know, say limestone.
That's excellent, Jake. You're 100% correct. Way to go with the geographic awareness there. 300 million years old, those limestones are. Maybe a little bit more than that.
And, Jake, have you been to Custom Gyms in Omaha?
I have not, no.
Oh, it's a cool place.
You'll have to make it up.
You're going to like it.
Yeah, I think my kids would actually love to come.
They definitely will.
You have a lot of kids that go in
the
shop.
We do have a lot of kids that come in the shop,
like I said,
sure.
It's about half store and half, you know, museum.
That's right. Kids love, and the fossils in particular. Kids go nuts over the fossils.
We're going to talk about those fossils. Jake, do you have any questions or comments for Dustin Clayton of Custom Gems?
I guess as far as limestone goes, I've heard, as far as where you find it, is Nebraska one of the biggest areas in the world where you find, like, deposits of limestone?
Well, I would say the Midwest as a whole is a pretty prolific area for limestone, but limestone is actually a really, really common rock. What it is, really, is the compressed remains of millions and millions and millions of tiny little sea animals from long ago. So 300 million years ago, this area was all the floor of a very shallow inland sea. And there's other areas in the world where that's the case. Certainly large chunks of Europe, England and France in particular, Denmark, Germany, also Mexico. There's a lot of areas where limestone is prolific. But the Midwest certainly has more than its fair share of limestone.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Get outside, Enjoy the great outdoors. Jake from Elkhorn. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake.
Appreciate you listening.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank
there he goes. Much. Listener from Elkhorn, Nebraska. Line is open for you, four sublines, too, to talk with Dustin Clayton about rocks, minerals, gems, a little jewelry action, maybe?
That's right. Hopefully.
Yeah.
402. 'Tis the season.
Yeah. 402-553-1490. 553-1490. How many different specimens of rocks do you have at Custom Gems? Well, how many varieties?
Varieties? I would say we have hundreds of different types
really?
Of rocks or minerals. Yeah,
hundreds?
At the shop. Yeah. Yeah. Everything all included, probably.
You have a lot of agates.
Oh, yeah. We do have a lot
They're
of agates.
They're very popular, aren't
it's
they?
True.
They are so cool.
A type of quartz, when it comes right down to it, a microcrystal mm-hmm. quartz.
Yeah. You get a lot of questions about the agates there in the shop?
You know, not as many as you'd think, actually.
Really?
Usually, agate collectors are pretty savvy and know their stuff.
There's different kinds of agates.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of different. Yeah, there's a lot of different types of agates, and they come from all over the world, really.
How many jars of tumbled/polished
Oh, probably rocks. Probably about 300 jars.
Do you have there?
Yeah, we have a lot of jars.
They're
of
so
Humboldt
cool.
Stones.
They would make for a great decorative item, a holiday gift.
Yes, sir.
And kind of what do they run?
So price range, you know, those tumbled stones. And a tumbled stone is basically just a small chunk of rock that's been rolled around in a tumbler with various grits
sure.
To make a small polished stone. We have tumbled stones at the shop that range in price from 15 cents all the way up to $22, I think.
Very reasonable.
Yeah. Well, some of them really, really are.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. When Nick gets off the phone here, we're going to talk to Fred. He's got a question for you about gems. Dustin Clayton of Custom Gems. What else is there to know about rocks, minerals, stones, whether it's the Heartland or beyond?
Well, there's loads to know. There's no shortage of things you could learn about geology.
Ever-evolving, too.
Yeah, it's a lifelong study, really. So, the questions have to be more specific than that because there's so much to learn
All
about
right.
the subject.
Well, I know a guy named Fred who wants to talk about gems. So without further ado,
let's see.
Fred, you're on the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Dustin Clayton of Custom Gems.
Hello,
how you
Fred.
Doing?
Good, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Fred.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and my wife collects those geos and stuff.
Sure.
And I go through New Mexico and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have these some that are dyed. Do they put dye in some of those clear ones?
Yes, for sure that's the case. Oftentimes, those smaller specimens, those are usually Brazilian, and they do often dye those kind of a pink or purple, sometimes blue or green, really bright, vibrant colors. A good rule of thumb is if you have those agate geodes or those agate slices, and they're a really, really vibrant color like that, like almost a neon color, that's almost certainly been dyed. It's hard to tell without looking at it, but that's usually what we find to be the case.
Very gotcha. Good, Fred. All right. That's a good question. That's a great question.
Yeah, thanks, Fred.
Appreciate it, Fred.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a great weekend, buddy. Here goes Fred talking about gems. Lines are open for you. One main line, four sublines. 402-553-1490, 553-1490 to talk with Dustin Clayton, rock mineral, precious stones expert, Custom Gems in Omaha. We got to talk a little jewelry. We just do.
I hope we will.
Yeah. I'm hearing from your crew, silver or silver-based jewelry items very popular.
They are very popular this year and for the last several years. That's really been the case.
Why do you think?
Well, you know, the price of gold is pretty high. So that
oh,
definitely
yeah, it is now.
Informs what people are purchasing for jewelry and ornamentation and that sort of thing. Also, I think at our shop, we specialize in silver in a way that a lot of other shops I don't think that they do. So I think we do a pretty good job of making really attractive silver jewelry.
And you'll make custom jewelry for
people. We absolutely will. We have so the three of us that are, I guess, fully trained bench jewelers, that's myself, Tim, and Kevin, between the three of us, you know, we have over 60 years of experience doing jewelry repair and custom jewelry manufacturing. So
is the repair end of things very busy?
It definitely is. You know, I think we're probably about, as far as jewelry goes, we're about 50-50 with custom jewelry and jewelry repair.
On the jewelry side of things, beyond the silver items, what's most popular?
I would say that probably,
you know, engagement rings. We do a lot of engagement Ooh. Rings for people. And I really love doing that. Usually people, when they come in the shop, they have some pretty artsy ideas about what they'd like to make for an engagement ring.
That'd be tough, Dustin.
Oftentimes not just a standard Tiffany solitaire type thing. And right. I really, really enjoy making very attractive engagement rings and wedding bands for people. One of the things that we specialize in is taking maybe your scrap gold and that sort of thing and melting that down and making wedding bands out of it.
Seriously? Really like,
you know, a couple of years ago, we had a couple come in and they had both of their grandparents. So all four of their grandparents' wedding bands. Mm-hmm. And we melted that into one ingot and then made the wedding bands for that couple out of that ingot of metal. That was a lot of fun.
That is really super.
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing that one.
Visiting with Dustin Clayton, Custom Gems in Omaha. We should highlight your Facebook page. That's where most of your folks go.
That is where most of that's where
Custom Gems of Omaha.
Yep.
There is a website, customgemsomaha.com. The Facebook page is where it's at.
That's where we usually post most of our content.
Phone number for the shop?
Oh, 402-397-9606.
Yep. And COVID-19 restrictions
we require masking. We have hand sanitizer and gloves at the front if you're interested in that. But we do require the mask when people come in the shop.
Do you offer curbside service if people want it?
For most things. Okay. Now, if you want to custom design a wedding ring, that's definitely something you're going to have to come in and talk about. But for smaller things, we definitely will help people out with that.
Let's do Great Outdoor Trivia round number two. Normally, I'd wait a little bit longer to do it, but I think we better go for it now.
Let's do it.
Another, I think, challenging question. Great Outdoor Trivia round number two. We're playing for another, awesome 2021 Nebraskaland Magazine calendar. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Nebraska State Park System with spectacular photos. And then Dustin Clayton from Omaha's Custom Gems, Frederick Plaza. What are you going to offer up again?
We have another $25 gift certificate.
Special thanks to you guys for doing that.
We're glad to do it.
Trivia question in your own words, even though I banged it out on my computer.
No, this looks good. I'll just read it as is.
All right.
What unique geological feature does Western Iowa, and to a lesser degree, Eastern Nebraska, share with the Yellow River Valley of China? And I'll read that again. What unique geological feature does Western Iowa, and to a lesser degree, Eastern Nebraska, share with the Yellow River Valley of China?
Do you want to give any hints, my friend?
No, we'll see. We'll see if people can guess.
All right.
They should get it.
First caller that gets the answer right wins the calendar and the gift certificate. We'll send them to you. Phone number to call. The four sublines are there. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We're back. You love those crow calls, don't you, Dustin?
I do love the crow calls.
Yeah. Big among the most intelligent of birds.
Definitely smart.
American crow.
Yeah.
Dustin Clayton, special guest with me, Greg Wagner, here on your Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country. Our program being brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores. 36 locations, 36 locations, Omaha. Oh, really, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. There's a bunch of them in Omaha. You know where my Cubby's is, Dustin? 92nd and Mormon Bridge Road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where I hang out. They got a big parking lot, big place. I get a whiff of the pizza. Godfather's Express Pizza. I'm sold. I'm in there.
92nd and Mormon Bridge Road.
Yeah, it's Highway 75 in McKinley.
Oh, yeah.
You know where it is.
You're right off the 48th Street.
And you're stomping. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So appreciate Cubby's. Cubby's.com. Cubby's Convenience Stores. And we hope to have the CEO of Cubby's. The CEO,
yeah,
who loves the outdoors. He loves nature.
Who doesn't?
He loves to hunt and fish, hike, bike.
Not?
We're going to get him on in the new year. He's going to come on. There you go. Bring that Chester's Fried Chicken, Mr. CEO.
That's right.
Or Godfather's Express Pizza. We'll tell you the kind. And then we also have the controlled shooting area, the Hunting Preserve, Oak Creek Sporting Club, affordable, wonderful upland game bird hunting, especially to introduce newcomers to the world of hunting. Whether it's a youth, could be somebody in your family, in your bubble, or maybe somebody with a disability. They do really well with folks with disabilities at the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, hunting pheasants and chuckers. Their season goes all the way to tax day to mid-April. Have a wonderful sporting clays course, oak-creek-club.com. Then we have Stoicic House of Sausage, Ken Stoicic's knives. They're getting sharp, then they're dull, then they're sharp. Busy cutting up stuff for your holiday dinner. And Kenny says his meat supplies are in good shape right now. Whatever you need. So Stoicic House of Sausage, 24th of Bancroft, 130th at Arbor Street. Stoicic on the web at Stoicic.com. Wild Game and Fish Processing, deer drop-off at the South Store, 24th and Bancroft, Stoicic. Appreciate all those folks. And we're playing Great Outdoor Trivia.
That's right.
Nick Burris, any calls? Pot that mic up, Nick.
Yeah, we did have a call.
Okay.
And I guess she didn't give the term that you were looking for.
And what was the question, Dustin?
So the question was, what unique geological feature does Western Iowa, and to a lesser degree, Eastern Nebraska, share with the Yellow River Valley of China? And so I wanted to say that the person that called was actually mostly right.
Mostly right.
Mostly right.
There's a term that we need.
There's a specific term we're looking for here.
All right. Lines are open. 402-553-1490. 553-1490. We'll see how the folks do. And visiting about rocks and minerals and fossils and all the cool things in the great outdoors of Nebraska and states around, far beyond, with Dustin Clayton. Dustin, I have to ask you about fossils.
Let's do it.
What do you want to tell folks about fossils, and do you sell any at Custom Gems in Omaha?
We do sell fossils at Custom Gems. We have fossils from all over the world. They're in the shop. One of our most popular sellers is probably the megalodon teeth that we have. People really like those giant sharks from long ago. Yeah. People are very into that. We also have some Pleistocene fossils from around here, so from the Ice Age. Some of those are in our private collection and just for looking at, but others of them are, in fact, for sale. We do have marine fossils from around here and from, indeed, all over the world. A lot of the stuff you can find around here that is very interesting is from that 300-million-year-old seafloor. Mm-hmm. You can find horn corals around here. Those are pretty cool. You can find all sorts of small marine fossils, clams, that sort of thing, in the limestones around.
Are they monetarily worth anything?
Not much at all.
Educational value, sentimental value.
Priceless. That's right. They're really great to learn about this landscape.
I keep all my rocks, don't you?
Yeah.
You and I are we're hoarders of our rocks and minerals and fossils.
My wife could tell you all about it. The bowls and buckets of rocks.
So can my wife. Both of our wives.
That's right.
And I need to bring up before we get back to trivia. And this is going to be fun when we get to this person. But let me ask you, Native American flints, Native American arrowheads and spearheads, your view?
Well, so
it's going to be the same as mine.
I'm going to be real careful about what I say here. But for me, I am not a collector of, of artifacts at all. And people can certainly engage in their hobby in any way that they'd like,
right.
In any way that's legal,
right.
That they'd like. To me personally, and I love holding those old artifacts as a person that makes those kind of stone tools and things. I love seeing the work that the old people did, and how they were able to craft stone and the relationship that they had with the rocks that enabled them to work them so beautifully. But for my part, I'm much more of a leave it where it is or give it back type of guy.
I'm
with
you.
That's just me. People are certainly entitled to do whatever is legal.
I have a few flints, but the other stuff, that's what I've done.
You know, I don't really collect. I've found a couple of chunks of broken artifacts while out looking for rocks,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly have a couple of those sitting around the house. But I'm not a collector of that.
I'm
sort
not
of
either.
I'm more of a give it back type of person.
Respect.
That's right.
All right, let's get to Great Outdoor Trivia round number two. And what was that question again, Dustin?
So the question was, let's get it up here.
Yeah.
What unique geological feature does Western Iowa, and to a lesser degree, Eastern Nebraska, share with the Yellow River Valley of China?
We go now to line number one, Linda Scheffler of Omaha. Linda was the initial caller who said bluffs.
Ah.
Then she got more specific, and now she's here. And we say good morning to Linda. How
Hello,
you doing?
Linda.
Hi. Yeah, the proper name is Los Hills.
That's correct.
Yay!
Well done, you.
Job,
I'm
Linda.
So glad you called back.
We were just hoping you would dig a little deeper and call back, and you did, and congratulations.
Well
get
done.
You a calendar, and you're going to get into Custom Gems. Have you been to Custom Gems?
I am in there regularly.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Oh! Look at that.
I heard that, and I said, I got a call.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah. How would you characterize Custom Gems since you're a regular?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just the service, the personal service that you get.
That's what we hope to hear.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Every time I'm in there, I learn all kinds of different things from these guys.
That, too. Yeah.
Heather, Tim,
uh-huh.
Kevin. Ina, I don't know.
Well, you'll have to come in and meet
I'm out on Saturday.
That's right.
I'm about. So, Linda, thank you very much. Get you back into Custom Gems and get you a calendar. Any other questions or comments for Dustin here since you got him?
Oh, no, I don't. Thank you, though.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
Linda.
Weekend. Get outdoors.
Thank you. Bye.
Get outside. Yes. There is Linda. Good job, Linda.
Well done.
Appreciate you listening to the Great Outdoors.
I'm really glad she called back.
Yeah. I think what set you guys apart, and here's Greg Wagner talking. And I'm not anybody special. I want service. I don't do self-checkout. I do not. I want to talk to somebody. Nick Burris on the air. I want to talk to somebody. I need interaction. I got my mask on behind the plexiglass. I want interaction. And that's your selling point of your place. And all you guys are really into what you're doing. You're not just there, you know, serving your time. Just to get a paycheck. You're all into this. You're passionate about it.
We definitely hope that comes across to people. Absolutely.
It does. You better give the hours for the place again. It's open today.
That's correct. 10
Custom
to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturdays. We might be open a little late today.
Custom Gems, 84th in Frederick Plaza, right next to Gaiman Parks, West Central Omaha. Basically, it's in the plaza behind what is now the Buc-ee's. It's going to be a Casey's, but what is now, but it's right behind there.
That's right.
So there we are, all
if
together,
you know where
hanging
Mangelson's
out.
Is at, you can find it.
Yep. There you go. Get Linda there, and Jake's going to go there as well. We'll send out their things. What else do you want to talk about as far as collecting precious stones or some of the things that happen at the shop? One of the things I thought you guys did, but you do not. You do not buy gold.
We do not buy gold.
You do not buy a lot of things,
Tim
told me.
There are different regulations now. The city's put in place different regulations on gold buying, so we've backed off of that.
Gotcha.
So we don't really buy much, honestly. We're much more interested in selling, Greg, than in buying, as it turns out.
Boop. There you go.
That's
now,
right.
I asked him this question. I'm going to ask you, too. If an individual has someone in their family who passes away, and they have not a semi-truck load, but they have a collection of rocks and minerals, and they're like, we don't just want these to, you know, be chucked out or tossed
right.
away. They want to give them away
mm-hmm.
at no charge. Will you guys accept them, take a look at them?
Well, we've done that, so we will definitely take a look at them. Okay. And what I will say is, during the Christmas season, that's pretty difficult to do, right?
Oh,
to,
you're busy.
To look at a ton of stuff.
Right.
But at other times, we will definitely take a look at stuff and see what we can tell people about the collection.
Okay.
Definitely. So if it's just a couple items, a few items, that sort of thing, we're happy to do it. If it turns into a thing that's going to be hours long, then we definitely probably will charge for that service. But yeah, we're happy to help people try to find out what to do with those sorts of things, particularly if they were important to a family member, mm-hmm. and you're wondering what you have and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We can definitely work with you on that. And obviously, if it's just one or two items, bring them in anytime,
you know,
and we'll just tell you what we think about them, I guess.
Understood. We got to take a quick pause for the cause and do our biz. When we come back, we'll be tidying things up with Dustin Clayton, rock mineral expert from Custom Gems.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Ho, ho, ho! Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Stories to Chalice with Sausage. 1 week from today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, it's hunting antique firearms and outdoor perspectives with long time outdoorsman Ted Howard of Ashland. Ted Howard, he's something. And he spends more time with deer than I do, actually. So Ted Howard of Ashland, 1 week from today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Dustin Clayton of Custom Gems, our special guest today. And you get the time we have left here.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you
very
much.
Take it away, and you can talk about important outdoor messages.
Sure. First off, I just want to thank you for letting me be on the show today.
Got to have you on more frequently.
I'd love to be on the show.
But I take you out of the great outdoors like I did today.
That's right. That's right. I was telling Greg over the break, you know, he's pretty lucky to get me out here today.
I was fortunate.
I skipped out on feeding my birds this morning to be here.
Ooh,
so, yeah.
Greggy.
A hardship for me and the birds.
And the consistency of feeding birds is important.
It's very important.
I know.
It's very important.
Yeah. Sorry
but,
about that.
So I'd just like to say to people that if they have an interest in rocks, minerals, geology, that sort of thing, that I would encourage them, number one, to come into the shop. We'd love to see them. We'd love to talk to them. But number two, to get out on the landscape and engage with the living world and sort of meet the place where you live a little bit more. And if you find that in doing that it touches your heart in some way, then I would definitely highly recommend that you support conservation agencies in our area. I work quite a bit with Pottawatomie County Parks. I'm a big fan of the conservation work that they're doing there. And in this part of the country, eastern Nebraska and Iowa in particular, Iowa is the most altered state in the country in that 97% is agricultural use. So the tiny amount that's wildland still really deserves and
would benefit from your support and your engagement with it. So I would just encourage people to engage with the living landscape around them and to support those causes that work with that landscape.
Could not have said it better. Thank you, Dustin Clayton.
You're welcome.
Custom Gyms in Omaha. They're at 84th and Frederick Plaza, right next to Gaiman Parks. Stop in and say hey to Dustin.
Please do.
They're busy, and see all the wonderful collections of things that's they have.
We've got a lot.
From the natural world, rocks, minerals, precious stones, fossils, jewelry, everything else. Thank you again, my friend.
You're welcome, Greg.
We will see you sooner than later.
Absolutely.
I'll be next door. There you are. And thank you for listening on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Have a safe, wonderful weekend, and take somebody far younger than you or new to the great outdoors.
What a great idea.